I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by one of my favourite people in this industry today. She's a girl after my own heart. I feel like Essex people and Geordie people are quite similar, aren't they?
Nay.
Yeah.
Glamorous.
Excited. I mean, not the day.
Everything, don't you worry.
So, mate, we've talked like loads about TOWIE, and I know it was your past, it's part of your future as well. But there's so much more to Amy Childs. Like, I look back at like your career, mate, you have done a lot. What's been your favorite thing you've done over the years?
Do you know what? Listen, I've had a lovely like 11 years, I really have. You know, it's still going from like strength to strength, you know, my work and everything. And like I said, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I loved having the salon, you know, because I feel like for me, my dream as a little girl was to obviously have a salon. Obviously, I know that I went on to TOWIE, and then I literally 2 years later, I had the salon. I loved it. You know, I was proud of myself.
Didn't you have two at one point, or was it a salon and a shop, babe? You're fucking lying.
I had all the collection in there, but the salon for me was me, because I still went in there, you know, I wanted to do treatments but I just couldn't, because obviously the girl was working for me. And you know what, I walked in there and I was just so proud of myself, because it's something I always wanted to do. So I look back at that, and I must admit, I finished the shop because I was pregnant with Polly, and the salon is so much upkeep, you've got Seven and staff and everything. I thought, do you know what, I feel like my time is now to be a mum and to, you know,
focus on your family, mate.
Yeah, you know, businesses, you've got to be there 24/7.
Yeah. So. Oh, honestly, 110%, girl. But it's not like you're finished with your businesses. You've got like the new Prosecco coming out, the new CBD oil. You are still a very busy woman.
Right, it's a Monday. I'm not going to get on this, just so you know. I'm not going to cry now, just so you know. But, okay, I'm very proud of my Prosecco. So
the bottle is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And it's giving me pineapple vibes.
It's lovely, isn't it? And just so you know, Vic, listen, you've got the emojis at the back.
No.
Prosecco that has emojis on the back of the bottle. Just so you know.
USB.
I've worked bloody hard at this, and I'm really proud of this coming out. Well, no, it launched 6 months ago. I've got the rosé coming out next couple of months. So that's really exciting. But it does mean you have to drink Prosecco a lot when you've got your own, you know, Prosecco. So
it's your hardship, miss.
The red glass of it is perfect. But no, I've really worked hard on that, Vic, and I'm really proud of this.
Good for you. So where's it available last? People can get it in Asda, is that right?
No. So basically, we've got big meetings with supermarkets in the next couple of
years. Okay.
So you can get it online, on Amazon, everything. So. Mm-hmm. Diamond, and it's pretty. How nice is the bottle? It's pretty, isn't it?
Absolutely lush, and it's good as well. You know, mate, like you're absolutely synonymous with Prosecco.
Listen, I'm a Prosecco queen, Vic. I am the Prosecco queen, and that's what I'm saying to you. Literally a year ago, I thought, right, Amy, what can I bring out now? And I thought, Prosecco it is.
Yeah.
It's a time though, because I'm very fussy with Prosecco. So I go to Prosecco, I go, don't like the Prosecco. I'm very fussy, so picking this was very. It's hard because
Do you know what, mate? Like, I feel like I listen to everything you've done. You know, you've had the salons, you've had the shop, like, you've got your book. Like, you're a bit of a mogul, aren't you? And speaking of moguls, like, you've openly said you want to be the next Kris Jenner, the UK version. What are you thinking? Is Polly going to be the next big thing?
Right. So, Harry has said to me, so basically, so the other day, no, I think you want to really laugh at this, but I, Holly from Dynastics.
I.
So I'm not a pushy mum. I'm not a pushy mum at all. Harry thinks very different. So basically, Holly was at Gymnastics the other day and I'm going to go to the front. Like literally, and she was like, looked at me. I thought, oh my God, I'm turning into Kris Jenner. Get the front. You know the video, you know, that Mean Girls.
Yeah. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Oh my God, I'm the one. Prize giving. I've got the phone out. I'm literally at the front.
Giving all the other mums a little elbow so you can get right in there.
Move out the way. Oh my God, it's getting really bad. Harry said to me the other day, you are Kris Jenner all over again. I don't think I am, but that's what Harry thinks. Listen, I just look at Polly and I think, do you know what? You're going to, you know, she's very confident. Mm-hmm. She's very classy. She's a proper diva. Mm-hmm. Film Tower the other day. No, that was it. She got the mic. She wanted to throw the mic off. A bit of a diva. So have I got my work cut out with her? 100% yes. But we don't never know. She could be successful. Listen, whatever Polly wants to do in her life, she can do. You know, I'm never going to sit there and go, you can't do that. As long as she's happy, I'm happy.
Exactly. And you know, like, I think I obviously, like, again, I haven't got kids and stuff, but I reckon I'll be exactly the same. Like, it's just because you're proud, Amy. Like, you know, she's lovely. She's smart in the gymnastics. Why would you not be like that?
Bloody good. It's not like she's, like, rubbish. She's really good. You know, posture. She goes ballet tonight. We've got ballet. So it's really mad because Sunday and Polly at the same ballet together.
Yeah.
So they go together. So me and Fern, the both Kris Jenners, at the front. Come on, girls, at the front. Let's do it together.
No, I love that. That's a show in itself, mate. Like, it's proper nice for me because obviously the drama and stuff on TOWIE or the drama on Geordie Shore or even the drama I made in Chelsea now, like, it doesn't appeal to me the same way it used to, you know, like, because I'm not in that stage of my life. I am in the stage of my life where all my mates are having kids and I'm loving watching them growing up. My mates are settling down, having relationships. I'm settled down. So I love seeing that part of your life, you know, mate. It makes TOWIE relevant for someone like me in our 30s.
Yeah, definitely. No, completely. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I do like a bit of the drama. Love a bit of mainstream. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? Because my life is different then, I'm like, oh my God, this is going on.
Live vicariously through them a little bit. No, I get it, mate. So from one queen of reality TV, Kris Jenner, obviously, to another, I hear you're Gemma Collins' pregnancy guru.
This is, right, so can I just tell you something?
This is when you're going to tell me it's bullshit.
It's not, because I actually am. So basically, so Vic, listen, I went to Claridge's and obviously Gemma was talking about, you know, having a baby and whatever. And I was talking to her about her ovulation days when she ovulates and everything. She didn't have really a clue about the ovulation days. So basically, when I had Polly, you know, I wanted to be organised. I paid to have a private midwife. And this private midwife came to my house. She was with me for 3 months. She was unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. Taught me, she's made me the mum I am today of this midwife. She's incredible. Betty is unbelievable. So,
do you know, big up Betty.
I looked at Betty, right, and I thought, do you know what I want to be? I definitely, when I get older, I'd love to be a midwife. I would love to do the studying. Okay, it's going to take a long time for me, but it's something that I will definitely do later on, hopefully, like, you know, because I've just been somebody. So me and Gemma are sitting there in Claridge's, glass of champagne. I'm talking all about, like, the, you know, right, Gemma, you know, these are your days. I've got the ovulation, you know.
Yeah.
We got it up on the app. She was looking at it all. I just said to her, you know, like, when I had Polly, just everything about being a mum, you know, she couldn't believe it. And then she then said, I'm the pregnancy guru. So you're going to come to me about getting pregnant. Because what it was with me, it took me 2.5 years to fall pregnant with Polly.
Did it, babe?
Yeah, and then I was looking at going through IVF, and it's only because I drove myself so mad of obviously wanting Polly and having children that I literally done so much research. Yeah. So,
well, mate, I didn't know you struggled so much to have Polly. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, 2.5 years it was. So, you know, and then I went to an amazing gynecologist. He looked at my ovaries and he said to me, maybe you're not ovulating properly. That's why you need to go on to Clomid. So I was educating Gemma about Clomid, So that's why she calls me the pregnancy guru.
But I can see why, miss. I can see why.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, like, obviously, I think, again, it's an age thing, you know, like, I'm hearing a lot more about women struggling to get pregnant and struggling with their fertility journeys and stuff, but it's because I'm in my 30s, isn't it? But a friend of mine was telling us, like, she tried for so long and she got so in her own head about it and so stressed. She'd be staring at the negative pregnancy test and she'd convince herself that the line was there. She'd be showing her partner and saying, like, can you see it? Can you see it? And he was like, there's no line, like, we're not pregnant. And she's, it just was heartbreaking, mate.
My friend, 10 years now, has been trying for 10 years. She's failed IVF 7 times.
Oh, my God.
And I just said to her, I've just got to leave it now. So, do you know what? I just generally feel like, you know, with her, like, she's just amazing. And, you know, I think
very strong, Amy, very strong.
And same again, you know, she come to me and she cried the other day because her best friend had a baby and she's so happy for her best friend. But at the same time, you'd think, it's not happening to me, so...
It must be so difficult. Like, you want to be proud and pleased and over the moon for your mates, but inside you're dying.
But yeah, so if you ever want to come to me about advice, let me know.
Oh, babe, thank you for that. And please, Gemma's got your mate, like, for that. So she's obviously thinking her and Rami now really happy. Love that.
I've never seen her so happy. I'm not going to lie to you.
You can tell.
Ram is a lovely guy. We was at a wedding together and we just had the best time. She's so, listen, Gemma's Gemma. I absolutely love her and she's a funny cow, isn't she?
Yeah,
funny.
She's fucking class, mate. Honestly, she always has me in creases. I feel like it's, I mean, and I hope this isn't like rude to ask, but you and Billy would make a lovely little baby. Do you think that's on the cards anytime soon as well?
Do you know what, Vic? Listen, I've had the two children. Mm-hmm. Said to Bill, I'd love to get married. I'd love to, you know, go, you know, me and you know, get married and then have children. Lindsay, Bill is 40. He'll be 40 next year. You know, not that he's getting any younger. I'm not saying he's old. He's not getting any younger.
He looks well, though, doesn't he, for that?
Oh, my God. Someone thought the other day that I was older than him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Honestly, you think I still look the same, Vicky. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I obviously didn't look 50. He thought I looked 40. I looked 40. And he said Bill looks about 31. So... that's where we're at the minute. But I feel like to have kids, whatever age, but I feel like with me, I just don't, listen, Vic, not saying I want to be, I just want to get it all over and done with, you know, I want to enjoy my life. Do you know what I mean? I'm very social. Me and Bill, we're still at that honeymoon stage. Yeah. You know, say honeymoon stage. I generally don't think we're actually never been in that honeymoon stage because we've had the two kids, you know, having two kids around you know, we're feeding, you know, we're just, it's constantly on the go. There's not, like, obviously we have our time for us, of course we do, but we definitely have that. It's hard with the children, do you know what I mean?
You know what, I know. You've almost, like, jumped into sort of, like, real family life roles.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, honestly, if you get married, that will be the affair of the year. Are you going to go big?
Oh, definitely. Okay, 100%.
Like, are we talking huge?
Yeah. Huge.
Huge, yeah. Oh, mate, I can't wait. That would be the affair of the year.
So Polly went for her birthday, went to Disneyland Paris, and I said, do you know what? I feel I could get married here.
We've got your castle, got all the princesses there, mate. Yeah, good backdrop.
There's a thing I read about the other day saying Amy Charles would wear a pink dress. I 100% would never, ever wear a pink dress, ever, ever. I ever wear a pink dress. Not for me, whatever. But I would have a beautiful big dress.
I can see you in something like really dramatic, definitely. It's your personality, babe.
Of course, you know, if I went boring, it wouldn't really go, would it?
Nah. And you know, you've waited long enough to find someone lovely and deserving of your like, Bill. Like, you deserve to go hard.
Thank you. Thanks, babe.
Like, I've warned Erkan.
Hopefully that'll be known.
Yeah, or fingers crossed for you, mate. I've warned Erkan. I says, like, don't think this is going to be a small affair. Like, this is my third try. I'm definitely getting three dresses, 110%. Yeah. One for every time I didn't quite get there.
Are you so excited about getting married, though? Me. Looking at next year, I'll be thinking, right, okay, I've got to get married.
No. Yeah, I lost you a little bit there. Go again, babe.
I said, if it was me getting married to Bill, I'd want to be getting married next year. I'd want to literally go, my God.
It's honestly, mate, like I've always been like that, like in such a rush for everything. Yeah. And then I kind of met Erkan and realized, like, when you do feel loved and safe and secure and all the rest of it, like, you're not, we'll have to do this next stage. Because I always felt sort of with the other blokes that potentially I knew they had a shelf life. I maybe knew I wasn't doing the right thing and I was rushing it before I could see any more of those red flags or have someone talk us out of it or come to me senses. I don't know. I just wanted to be loved so much and have all those things that my friends were having that I went so fast, probably to stop myself from waking up, making that decision, you know. But now with Erkan, I'm like, well, we're going to be together forever. You are lovely. So let's wait.
Forever, so definitely. Yeah. I'm just excited. I'm like, oh my God, Polly up down the aisle, like bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit, yeah. Like my mum always said to me, like with me, why I don't think my relationship ever worked, Vic, is because I do rush in too quickly.
The same, babe, we're the same.
We'll move in and whatever, and then it's like, but with Bill, it just worked. I mean, we just gelled together. Gelled as in like gelled. Not well, gelled.
No, but and I think you can say that, mate. And like, you know, I look at like all the like toxic relationships I probably had and all the unhealthy ones and that and stuff and how gutted I was when they all finished. And now, like, I see why I had to have my heart broken and I see why they all didn't work out because I was meant to meet this person. And same for you and Bill.
Yeah, definitely. I know 100%. So, yeah, we'll see one day. We'll see up the aisle, lovely.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to see Polly and little Richie and everybody in their little outfit. It'll be unreal. And obviously, huge Essex affair. Everyone will be there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Mate, I've absolutely loved talking to you. But before I let you go, here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple pearls of wisdom. And like, I've known you probably since you were about like 19, 20, Amy. And I could be talking to the same lass. Like, I know you say, oh, I'm old and boring and whatever, but you're not. You're still the same, like, beautiful, kind, really grateful, really lovely, down-to-earth girl. And like, there's a lot to be said for that because some people in our industry are just arseholes. And it all go to their heads and everything. So you've survived this industry beautifully and remained this lovely, happy, really genuine person. And I think a lot of people could learn from you. So I want to know what your secret is to surviving this industry.
I just think I've always said, always treat people how you want to be treated. Always. That's the one thing that I always say. Always just listen. With me, I've stayed grounded. I've got an amazing family, mum and dad, brother. You know, I just feel like every day I wake up and I feel lucky. Mm-hmm. I wake up. Like, you know, do you know what? I've been manifesting actually.
Yeah, I love a bit of manifesting.
Good morning. I thought, do you know what? Why? But you know, I've always been a positive person. I've always appreciated life. I was happy in my 9-to-5 job when I did before Towie. Do you know?
Yeah.
I loved it. I never was like, oh, here we go. Again. I loved it. I never wanted to be in the public eye. I got asked to do an opportunity. I thought, do you know what? Why not? And here I am today, bloody 12 years on, and I'm just happy. I'm happy. I'm content. I've always been happy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've always been happy. Yeah, probably not always happy, but I always have a laugh. I've got lovely friends around me, family, and that's probably why I'm here now.
Yeah, because you've had like this lovely support structure around you who've helped you maintain normality, keep you grounded. Exactly.
Yeah, I've had a lot of normality around me, definitely. But you know. Yeah, but honestly, I've loved being on here today.
I'm so pleased.
Like, you know, talking, it's just nice, isn't it? You know,
catching up with a friend. Can I be a little bit cheeky before you go?
Go on.
Do you want to play a quick game?
Go on.
Right, okay. If I say one of your co-stars' names to you, you've got to say the first word that comes to your head. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, right, go on. Pete Wicks.
Amazing.
Bobby Norris.
Fong.
Lockie. Lockie.
Funny.
Amber Turner.
Serious.
Chloe Brockett.
Drama queen.
Diags.
Just hysterical.
Gatsby
ZR, because he always says when he comes into a scene, he goes, yeah. Gatsby, gangster rapper.
that was my favourite one.
No, he comes in, he comes into every scene and goes, Gatsby ZR, but honestly, I do love Gatsby, but he's a gangster rapper.
Yeah. Honestly, mate, when he brought out that song, Helicopter, like, every time I got drunk, I used to put it on. I think it had, like, millions of views, and I think, like, a million of them were at least me. I loved it. Babe, you're an absolute legend. You are the undisputed Queen of Towie, Queen of Essex, as far as I'm concerned, and I cannot wait to try you for a second.
Oh, honey, thank you so much. It's been so lovely speaking to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, babe.
Well, everybody, that was the amazing Amy Child, reality TV OG and now proud mama bear. I love her transition. And I'm absolutely buzzing Amy's got a happily ever after. Nobody deserves it more. If you are loving listening to Vicky Patterson's Secret 2, then please tell your mates about it, leave a review. And the latest one I'm telling everybody to do is please, please, please subscribe.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.